I had two questions this week by two different people. One question was what I thought about fourth dimension, and the other question was what I thought about the pyramids. Well, I think they're related. And if you study the theologians, they'll say that the New Jerusalem, some will say it's like a pyramid and some will say it's like a cube. So everything's related. But what's really happening in time, what's really happening in the earth, Jesus is being revealed through the dispensations of time. So 4D from a 3D perspective looks like time. Time, we know, is just a repeat. If you still think time is linear, you probably won't understand what I'm saying, but every day is the same. We're in a Genesis 3 repeat. And so from a 3D perspective, it looks like time. But from a 5D perspective, I'm talking about from a 3D to, if you're looking at 4D from a 3D perspective, it looks like your daily routine, and it's just a repeat. It's just, if you want to look at it linear, that's fine. Every day, tomorrow, the next day, it's all the same. But there's cycles. There's daily cycles, weekly cycles, monthly cycles, yearly cycles, 100-year cycles, decade cycles, so forth. But it's all cycles because it's a birthing process. But if you look at 4D from a 5D perspective, what do you see? I can't prove this, but this is what I think. So when you look at a car, so four dimension, you have to decode it holographically. You look at all the objects that have four dimensions. So a car has four tires. A car is a carriage. A pyramid has four sides. So as you approach the four sides, you rise up to the pinnacle, right? And so what's the purpose of a carriage? To take you to your destination. It's like a portal. A carriage is a portal. All your time travel movies that have carriages, it's a portal. And so a car is a portal. And so you're being changed moment by moment, the Bible says, in the inner man. The secret to decoding anything is to use the Bible as your litmus test. And so you look at all the situations where there's four of something. In Revelation, the four beasts saying, holy, 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 the whole pie, the whole spirit. And so this is my conclusion about four dimension. And I looked at more examples, just type in four, you know, just look at all the stuff that has four in it, you know, and you'll see a pattern. And so my conclusion is, when you look at 4D from 5D, it's the same. It's the place where the dispensations are set. Time is set. Time is just a repeat. But in the 4D, I believe there's where the archons or the watchers set up a dispensation. In other words, right now we're in the age of grace. So because we're in the age of grace, there's a pattern that's set until the age of grace ends. And there, if they're there, if the watchers are there, if the archons are in 4D, then they're keeping the pattern of the church age in place. Now from a 3D, it looks like we're just repeating in time. But from a 5D, if the 4D is a place of watchers and a place of archons that keep time, keep the dispensation in place, then it's just a decision that has been made. God made a decision in the 5D or higher, and it's being ruled in the 4D. So the 4D is a place where time is being ruled. And the purpose is to reveal Jesus, because it's a process, procession to follow after. You can't understand the deep things instantly. It takes time. It takes the earth 7,000 years to see what Jesus really has done. We're just now starting to see in the movies the hologram in math, the hologram in a lot of movies, the quantum physics, the fractal quantum holographic reality. And so you're just starting to see it in the movies being revealed. And you're starting to see individuals see it. And so as individuals wake up to it, that tells you that the dispensational shift is on the way. There's decisions, it looks like to me, being made in the 4D that are static decisions. They're static. They're steady state. They're decisions that are made in 4D. And there's rulers and unseen creatures that keep it in place. But from a 3D perspective, it looks like it's transient, but it's static. The only reason it looks like it's transient is because you're still in the growth process. So nothing's really changing except for your inner man. Everything is... So if you go up to 5D or higher, the source code is the same. There's nothing changing. It's all the same. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Higher than 4D or higher than 3D, everything is just steady state. And so from a 3D perspective, there's changing going on around you. The hologram turns around you. But it's really not changing. The same truth, the same colors, the same words. I mean, this, you use the same words every day. Let's say your vocabulary grows. Just because your vocabulary grows, it's new to you, but it's always been there. You might learn a new word, but the word has always been there. So who changed? The words or you? You did. The language stayed the same. The words stayed the same. The spirit realm stayed the same, but you changed. So the 5D is steady state. The 4D seems to be where the steady state revelation of Christ is being set in place that can't be changed. And so it's being measured out in time down here from a 3D perspective so that you can grow towards the 5D. The mind of Christ is 5D or higher. This is why it says you'll judge angels one day. Right now you're a little bit lower than angels, but one day you'll be higher. You'll judge the angels. So it looks to me like there's some creatures in 4D that are messengers. Think about it. Think about it. 5D is the letter E, spirit. Your mind is spirit. And so if 4D is an in-between, it's steady state, but there's a war going on between the 5D and the 3D somewhere. Because you know that in the book of Daniel, because the book of Daniel says Daniel prayed and it took about 2 weeks for him to get his answer. Now, you who are born again, you can get your answer instantaneous because you got the Holy Spirit, because you have the mind of Christ. But when you're trying to get a breakthrough, it might take a process. You want a breakthrough of knowledge or whatever, health. It's a process in your 3D body. You know it can happen instantly. When the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment, she was instantly healed. But some things are process. If you really want to speed it up, do some fasting and prayer. Do some fasting. You'll speed up the process. And so, notice how one person asked me a question about 4D, somebody else asked me a question about the pyramid, and as you approach the pyramid, you rise to the peak. So no matter which side you look at the pyramid from, you see the same face. And so the four beasts, face to face, saying, holy, 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 Jesus is being revealed to the whole world. Because when you read the book of Revelation, it's all about revealing Jesus to the whole world and what he is and what he's done and who he is and how he holds it all together and how great, you know, you see in Revelation 4, the saints cast their crowns at the foot of Christ. I'm not dogmatic about the 4D, but I'm just telling you my perspective. I'm just throwing it out there because from a 3D, it looks like time is changing, but nothing's changing You are changing. Nothing around you is changing. Well, there's new technology, but it's the same old technology. It's just improved upon, that's all. It's still revealing the same truth. The same truth is in a car as in a carriage. The same truth is in a car as in a truck. The same truth is encoded in each time the technology is improved. There's still the same truth. Actually, computers point back to your fingers. Count up. Count. 10 fingers, 10 toes. Ones and zeros. 1 and 0 is a 10. But I know it's 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, but why do you have 10 toes and 10 fingers? And why is it binary? And why does a 0 and a 1 say 1, 0, 10? It's all connected. It's a holler. See, in the 3D, you would think that your 10 toes and 10 fingers disconnected from a computer binary digit. But in a 5D reality, it's all connected. But it looks like, from a 3D perspective, that it's disconnected. But it's not. It's the same truth. It's the same truth. The reason that it looks disconnected, because you're eating and drinking of Christ with the flesh mind, and you need the pieces to become whole. When you go to the restaurant, you need a bunch of different kind of food to get all your nutrients. Nutrient. So your pieces of the puzzle add up to move you towards wholeness, because you're divided in your flesh mind and your spirit mind becomes one. One in Christ. Neo, one. Eons, Noah. Jesus is Neo. Jesus is what? The Noah. The types and shadows. Jesus is the one. The one in the eons of time. I know it's hard, but when I look at a brick wall, I see a bunch of individual bricks. But if I stand back, I see all the bricks are all the same. Same shape, same pattern. It's all your perspective. From a 3D perspective, 4D looks like time. From a 5D perspective, 4D is just a decision to hold in place certain revelations that are happening in each dispensation.